Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One man is dead and another in custody after a shooting in Shawnee County this week. Sheriff's deputies say a caller reported a man had pulled a gun and shot his friend on Highway M, just west of Tigerton. It happened around 9:15 on Wednesday night. Deputies found the victim, a 67-year-old man from Greenleaf, in the garage. The suspect is a 74-year-old man from the Clintonville area. Authorities did not release the names. They say the two men, along with the caller, share hunting property in the area. With the gun deer season just around the corner, the DNR is reminding hunters to handle deer carcasses the right way to help control the spread of chronic wasting disease. You can check the DNR website for guidelines, safe disposal locations, and find CWD testing kiosks. The gun deer season in the state starts 1 week from tomorrow. Some Packer players are helping out the Salvation Army this upcoming holiday season by signing autographs for fans in exchange for a donation to the Red Kettle campaign. But they're not doing it in the Lambeau Field atrium like they have in years past. This year, the holiday signings are happening at a variety of local businesses from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Mondays, starting this coming Monday. Isaiah McDuffie, Colby Wooden, Kingsley Inogbury, and Jordan Morgan are scheduled to be at Fleet Farm in Howard on Taylor Street. Some Green Bay fourth graders were out spreading a bit of warmth in our community. Kids from Jackson Elementary took a field trip to Colburn Park to wrap hand-knit scarves around trees. Each scarf has a note that says, "Cold? Please take this scarf with love from a Jackson Elementary friend." The kids say the idea of helping others makes them feel good, and they're learning some important life lessons.
And it makes our heart warm to be able to do this and be able to help people that need it.
That was 9-year-old Mackenzie. This is the second year for this special fourth grade field trip. All 61 scarves were hand-knit by a friend of the school. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Three people from Oneida have been charged with child abuse after a 14-year-old girl was found close to death, weighing just 35 pounds. According to the criminal complaint, the girl's father called 911 to report that his autistic daughter was lethargic, moaning, and almost comatose. The first officer on the scene said she thought the girl looked to be only 6 to 8 years old, according to the complaint. Authorities say the girl's father said they'd offered the girl meals, but she wouldn't eat. One of the nurses caring for her in the hospital, though, said the girl lit up when told she'd get 3 meals a day in the hospital. The nurse said in the complaint the girl started listing off all the food options she could have over the course of her hospitalization. The girl then reportedly said her dad would be so mad because he doesn't like when she eats so much. The girl lived with the three people charged in the case. All three are charged with chronic neglect of a child, resulting in great bodily harm and emotional damage. Wisconsin collected more drugs than any other state in the nation during last month's Drug Takeback Day. Wisconsin Department of Justice officials say Wisconsinites turned in more than 53,000 pounds of unwanted medications during the fall takeback effort. Since the Drug Enforcement Agency began collecting medications, Wisconsin has disposed of nearly 1.5 million pounds of prescription medications. All those drugs are being kept from getting into the wrong hands or damaging the environment. While the actual drug takeback campaigns are only held twice a year, health officials say you can drop off unwanted medications anytime. In Brown County, all of our local law enforcement agencies have permanent drug drop boxes. Well, you might not think to look at someone's iPhone as a source for drugs, but researchers are warning parents about vaping devices designed to look like phones. Some even work as smartphones that you can also use to vape. Researchers say the majority of vapers, especially teens, use vapes for nicotine, which is a highly addictive drug itself. But vapes can also be used for other drugs, like THC, meth, even fentanyl. Doctors at UW-Madison say the products are a double threat to teens, exposing them to two highly addictive behaviors at once, screen use and nicotine. The warning comes ahead of the Great American Smokeout on November 20th. November's Law of the Month reminds Wisconsin drivers flashing lights ahead means move over or slow down. The move-over law requires drivers on multi-lane roads to change lanes when emergency vehicles have flashing lights or to slow down if moving over isn't possible. The DOT says it's about protecting responders. 73 have been hit while working roadside in recent years. The Packers have just announced the date for their 2026 charity softball game. The offensive team will take on the defense on June 5th at Fox City Stadium. Packers quarterback Jordan Love is the host. The event raises money for Love's Hands of Love Foundation. Longtime softball game host and legendary Packers wide receiver Donald Driver is also scheduled to attend and interact with fans. Green Bay's Packer party houses could be facing a big opponent. The Green Bay City Council has voted to accept a report recommending major updates to the city's short-term rental policies. Proposed changes include a 7-day minimum stay as well as increased permit fees. City officials say the changes aim to free up more long-term housing and address affordability issues. But those who own homes they rent out for Packer games say that move would virtually put an end to that practice. The number of short-term rentals has soared from just 120 in 2022 to more than 430 this year, raising concerns about housing availability and neighborhood stability. A final vote on whether to adopt the new ordinance is expected at the next council meeting, with public comments invited beforehand. Fourth graders at Annie Jackson Elementary spread a bit of warmth through our community today. The kids took a field trip to Colburn Park to wrap hand-knit scarves around trees. Each scarf has a note that says, "Cold? Please take this scarf with love from a Jackson Elementary friend." This is the second year for the special fourth grade field trip. All 61 scarves were hand-knit by a friend of the school. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers:
he's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football: Wisconsin's at number 2-ranked Indiana tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball: Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the 40s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.